And I invite us now to place a hand on your heart and feel that energy of peace, where there is nothing to do. You're simply able to enjoy this beautiful refuge of peace and serenity and tranquility. And from this place of solace and peace, let us invite Kryon with another message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Do you really know what is in your Akashic record? Now, here's a subject that I have not really tackled in its completeness, in its complexity. And how really meaningful is something esoteric like the Akashic Record? Let us start by elementary information. What is the Akashic Record? Now, some of you believe you know. Some of you have been told. Some of you have learned from the beginning what this might be. But there is so much more to this subject. And again, the question is, what's really in it? Well, let's go further than that. Let's tell you what's in it, but where it is and what it is as well. It may surprise you if you have not heard these things before. First, foremost, a system filled with love for the human being, where lifetimes are stored, the energies of them, the esoterics of them, the consciousness level of them. The Akashic Record, loosely, is the record of your soul's involvement on the planet. Every single lifetime that you have lived, we call it expressions. They're expressions of your soul while you're on the planet in human form. Every single one of those lifetimes is recorded at some level, you might say. When I say at some level, you really only have one way of thinking about a recording, and that is a linear way. It's transcribed, or it is videoed, or it is both. It is stored. It's exceptionally linear because all of those methods, they go from start to finish. An Akashic Record is not necessarily the record of year by year, lifetime by lifetime. First of all, it is tempered with consciousness. And also, the things that happen to you that are beyond that which is linear. The emotions you felt, the things that you went through, the lessons that you have learned over and over. So this is not necessarily like a book, but oh boy. Could it read like a book? Oh, yes, it could. And it often does in your own life as you perhaps review with a past life reader what really truly happened. The Akashic Record then goes into you at the soul level. But it doesn't stay there at the soul level for numbers of reasons, because your human experience isn't your soul experience. It's your entire human experience. Therefore, your Akashic Record belongs to the human you and the earth you. Now, there is more to tell you about that in just a moment. On this planet, this particular record is stored in three places. Now, right away, you would say, why three places? And the reason is because that's how important it is, dear ones. Not only is your Akashic Record important to you, and here's the part that I have not given you before, not like this. Your Akashic Record actually contributes to the maturity of humanity. Even if you never come back, your Akashic Record is in the planet. We've talked about the cave of creation loosely. It's an esoteric place, but a real place. It contains the crystalline record in the rocks, you might say, because it's part of Gaia. Here is the partnership that I have told you that exists between you and Gaia personified. Your Akashic record, all of your expressions, all of the lifetimes, everything that took place is within Gaia. That is perhaps you'd see as a backup. It is not. It's the main library. And when you come and you go, you pick up, your soul picks up this Akashic record and then continues with it in the expression that you're about to live. So every single lifetime comes and goes, you might say, from that crystalline area where you deposit and then pick up that which is yours as a human. That's your Akashic record. One more backup, and we have given you this information as well. And that is the cetaceans of the planet, the whales, the dolphins, they also carry, are you ready, human Akashic records. Where is it within them? It's in their DNA. This is a storage area, and this also is part of the Gaia experience, because now you have it both underground in the land and in the oceans, which occupy most of the Earth's surface. Do you see how important it is for your Akashic record to be within the planet, on the planet, even alive in others on the planet? Let me ask you, what does that tell you about how important you might be and the experiences you might have had? What if all of this, including where it's stored in you, which is in your DNA, what if all three places come together in some way, some system, that actually is involved in the raising of the consciousness of the entire planet, including your partner? Have we mentioned that the crystalline grid of the planet, an esoteric grid that keeps track of what goes on with you in places on the planet, did we mention that's involved as well? This starts getting complex. What's really in that record? Here's where it gets good. You might think of in a linear way, opening this record like a library and taking a look at the various contents and books. Sometimes they're perhaps organized by lifetime. Sometimes they're not. But in this record, there are sub-records. And these sub-records are records that are not available to you in the past. The sub-records are what you have done and where you've been before you came to Earth. You might say the sub-records lay there as time capsules to eventually open and be part of the main Akashic record that would give you extra information and wisdom of what you've done on other planets. That is fairly new to know where that might be. It's in all three places. The Akashic record is an enormous amount of information. In your world, you might say, a lot of data. It isn't data. It's something else. Stored in those three places, dear ones, is not only what you have done here, it's also what you have done in this galaxy, where you've been, how many planets, what the experiences were. Now let's just stop for a moment. All of that is exceptionally esoteric, unbelievable, and eye-rolling to many. I know that. But if it's so, let me tell you why. You are going through a shift on this planet right now that is unique to every single planet. It happens one time. Some planets don't make it to the shift. You have. Many have. Your star family all has. And in this shift, many things happen. There are time capsules that open on the planet that have nothing to do with your Akash and everything to do with your evolvement. There are things left for you by those who seeded you just for the shift. And the kinds of things that start happening during the shift, as the veil starts to thin, is your Akashic record starts to change. It starts to remember differently, and the consciousness shift that you have now tempers the kinds of things that it goes back and retrieves from all of your expressions. Let me put this in common language. So many of you deal with the bad stuff for lifetime after lifetime, and that's why you need help with Akashic readers. What if instead it started remembering the good stuff? Would that change who you were and how you worked? And the answer is yes, because you'd be constantly thinking about things to celebrate. But more than that, the sub-records start to open. How many light workers watching this program right now who understand exactly what I'm talking about are starting to feel and see and experience other lifetimes on other planets? It might be confusing at first, but you'd realize consciousness is consciousness. Love is love. It doesn't matter where you are in the galaxy or perhaps even in the universe, because the master creator of all things is still the one source of love, and the one that has given you life all through the galaxy, including this planet. Now is the time for these kinds of awakenings. What's in your Akashic record? Everything. Not just that, it's so meaningful to your partner, the planet Earth, Gaia, a sentient being who is part of the life of you. Life got started on this planet first within Gaia, in the oceans of Gaia. And now you are participating in so many ways with that alliance, with that partnership. There's more complexity here than ever. But dear ones, what you should know in through all of this, it's a system of love, and it's starting to open and pour forward more than you ever thought. What a time to celebrate your life. And so it is.